Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Trump is defending himself against media reports that he asked the Ukrainian president to dig up dirt on a political rival. But NPR's Amy Held reports a leading House Democrat is not satisfied.
As President Trump set out from the White House for a rally in storm-damaged Texas, he addressed another kind of storm brewing at home. Media reports say a whistleblower filed a complaint accusing Trump of pressuring the Ukrainian president to investigate the son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. But Trump defended the call as perfect, blaming the whistleblower instead.
People better find out who these people are that are trying to subvert our country, because here we go again. These are bad people.
Asked on CNN about the possibility of impeachment, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff said, if the media reports prove true,
we may very well have crossed the Rubicon here.
Amy Held, NPR News, Washington.
Arriving in Houston ahead of a rally with India's prime minister, President Trump pledged relief to people affected by the torrential rains and flooding of Tropical Depression Imelda.
We're making the federal government totally available, so you'll let us know any questions, you'll let us know, but you know that's happened. And they've made a lot of progress, and hopefully now it's going down pretty good. But and people here just fix it up. They get used to it. They fix it up. And it'd be nice if they don't have to get used to it for a little while. We had Harvey, and now we have this.
He's heading next to Wapakoneta, Ohio, for a tour of a recycled paper mill and corrugated box factory. Later, it's on to New York for the UN General Assembly. Protesters and police are clashing again in Hong Kong. Anna Maria Evans has the latest.
Another weekend and more violence in Hong Kong as protesters use it as a strategy to get the attention of both the local government and Beijing, while large numbers of the public have held steadfast in their support of the pro-democracy demonstrators despite increasingly aggressive tactics. The numbers involved has waned significantly. This time, the action was around a shopping mall in Hong Kong's Sha Tin, where protesters targeted mainland-owned businesses critical of the protest movement. Protesters set fire to barricades and police responded with tear gas, which was answered with bricks and a petrol bomb. For NPR News, I'm Anna Marie Evans in Hong Kong.
Guatemala has discovered a major source of drug production. Maria Martin has that story.
Guatemala has long been considered a key region for the transit of drugs. But until recently, it was thought that most of the cocaine coming north was produced in Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia. Now Guatemalan officials say three cocaine-producing laboratories have been discovered since the country declared a state of siege in some regions. Analysts have long warned that drug cartels exert power over politics in Guatemala.
Maria Martin reporting. This is NPR News in Washington. Britain's oldest tour company is teetering on the brink of bankruptcy today. Vicky Barker reports from London that hundreds of thousands of travelers could be left stranded if the company collapses.
Thomas Cook's managers are making a final attempt to win over banks and creditors today, but hopes of a last-minute rescue for the 178-year-old tour company seem to be fading. British law forbids a bankrupt firm's jets from flying, so the Sunday Telegraph reports the firm is waiting for most of its Sunday flights to return to the UK before announcing its collapse later tonight. Bankruptcy would leave 600,000 travelers from some 19 countries stranded. British aviation authorities have already placed five of Britain's biggest airlines on standby to bring home the roughly 150,000 Brits currently abroad on Thomas Cook tours. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
At the top of the box office this weekend, the big screen encore of Downton Abbey, the mega-hit British television series created by Julian Fellowes.
How's it all going?
Mary's got it under control.
Hardly. I need your help, Carson.
I'll be there in the morning, my lady. Don't you worry.
Opened with an estimated $31 million in ticket sales over the weekend. Sales overseas have hit $41 million to date. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.